on our AT&T hotline, as we talk about previews, we're going through training camp previews with all the Bills' opponents. Houston is next up on the schedule, and we're joined by Landry Locker from Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Landry, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Appreciate you coming on with us today. You know, Deshaun Watson was an amazing story last year, Landry, obviously with the short but impressive body of work. First off, how's the rehab coming? Is he ready for camp and everything going in the right direction with him?
Yeah, the rehab's going well. He wasn't wearing a brace in OTAs and mini camp, so he's going to be a full go. He's had an ACL tear before, so I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse, but it was the other leg. But he's ready to go. He's not even wearing a brace. I'm assuming it's going to come on once contact happens. But the worst thing about Deshaun getting hurt last year is that he didn't go through the inevitable struggles that come with all young quarterbacks. Yeah. So I expect that to come this year. I mean, obviously last year was a record-setting pace when he was there. But I think that the most unfortunate thing with Deshaun's injury, and he's going to be, he's going to be ready to go, is that he didn't go through the struggles. Yeah. So they're inevitably going to come, and I expect them to come this year.
Yeah, it's funny. I was wondering the mindset of Houston fans, because you throw out the Cincinnati game, and after that, his numbers are eye-popping. I mean, they're averaging 35, 40 points a game. He's got 19 touchdown passes in 7 games. He's a dual threat, obviously. And I'm wondering if, you know, are Texans fans figuring he'll pick up where he left off? Or is there any trepidation like, okay, teams are going to find out about him now. They've got some film. It's going to be a little bit different. Is there a concern that maybe, you know, we shouldn't shoot too high for what to expect from him in year two?
Well, you know how fans are. The fans think he's going to break all Tom Brady's records this year. So, yeah, they think he's going to pick up where he left off. But I think there is some middle ground in that, you know, coaches are going to get a chance to look at him. They're going to get a chance to look at the tape. But on the other side of things as well, optimistically, Bill O'Brien's going to get to work with him one-on-one a little bit more, because heading into last season, he actually wasn't getting the majority of the reps. It was Tom Savage, who only lasted a half into the season. So yeah. While defenses will get more looks at him and Bill O'Brien are going to get to spend a little bit more time together. But he's going to come down to earth. But as long as he's on the field, I think he actually has to do less this year than he did last year, just because of the godly amount of injuries the Texans had. I just looked it up. In their week 17, their final game of last season, they had 23 guys on injured reserve. So, you know, injuries are a part of the game, but when you have 23 guys on injured reserve, you know, you just got to wipe away the 2017 season and just move forward.
So again, in the limited sample size, Landry, why was Deshaun Watson so good right away?
Because Bill O'Brien surprised everybody. Bill O'Brien adjusted his offense to Deshaun Watson, and that was one of the concerns that a lot of people in Houston had, was that, you know, Bill O'Brien, this quarterback guru, is he going to try to make Deshaun Watson play in the New England offense that O'Brien ran there, and that he tried to run with the likes of Ryan Mallett, Brian Hoyer, Brock Osweiler before? Or was he going to adjust to him? And O'Brien actually did a damn good job of adjusting to Deshaun Watson's skill set. And you saw it on the field. I think this offense is going to look a lot like a college offense this year. I think it's going to be even more, they're going to spread it out. They're going to play a lot faster. But the key to Watson's success was, number one, his talent, and number two, O'Brien's ability to adjust to his skill set.
We are with Landry Locker talking about the Houston Texans. Okay, you mentioned injuries. We talked about Deshaun Watson. The other big injury was J.J. Watt. I'd say, you know, can he stay healthy this year? But who's got a crystal ball? But how is he coming along, and how problematic have his injuries been the last couple of years?
Man, his have been bad, and I feel bad for JJ, because last year at camp we were asking him the exact same things he's going to be asked this year. You know, I can't really name a guy who's had back issues, and obviously this isn't a back, but I can't name anybody that's had back issues and come back, you know, as good as they were before. You know, you've seen guys retire because of it, namely, you know, Tony Romo and other guys. So JJ is a huge question mark. I don't, there was a time just a short while ago, and I'm sure you guys and everybody else is wondering, is this the best player in the league? Yeah. I think those days are gone. If we can just see JJ just stay on the field, it's there. But the expectations have definitely been lowered to where we just want to see him on the field. We don't expect JJ to be what he was before these injuries started piling up.
Well, I can't know that there's really no nice thing about JJ Watt being injured, but I was going to say, Landry, the nice thing is you see how Clowney has come along and how much Whitney Mercilus has meant. There are still plenty of other options on defense for Houston.
Yeah, and this is a defense that was number one in the league 2 years ago, and you got most of that personnel back. You added some guys in the secondary, Aaron Colvin from Jacksonville. You got the Honey Badger as well. So, this is a defense that was number one in the league 2 years ago. For the most part, you got those guys in the front seven. And as far as Clowney goes, the one thing to watch, and Bill O'Brien swears that he's going to be there at training camp, but he still hasn't got the contract that new GM Brian Gain, who you guys are familiar with, said that he was going to get, when he came here. So I don't know if there's going to be some drama. I don't know if Clowney's just going to play it out. But you got Khalil Mack and Donald from the same draft class holding out. I don't see the drama, but potentially that could be maybe a little bit of drama in training camp with Clowney's contract.
Okay, so where are the biggest questions about the Texans? We've talked about injuries and health, but in terms of actual football, as you look at this team and you get ready to go to camp, what are Texans fans talking about as the biggest questions with the 2018 club?
Offensive line, 100% offensive line. You didn't have a first and second round pick last year as a result of basically trading away second rounder for Osweiler and then trading up for Watson. So, they addressed the offensive line somewhat on the inside, but on the outside, you got a couple guys at tackle that are basically projects. You got Julian Davenport on the left side, who you drafted last year. He was already a developmental guy. And then you got Henderson, who you guys know
Sean
a little
Trout.
Bit about.
Yep.
So
yep.
Offensive line is a huge question mark for them, but As bad as the O-line was last year, Watson did make him look at least, I guess, bad instead of awful last year when he was in there. So I guess you have that going for you.
I wanted to ask you about the draft class. If there are any newcomers who can have an impact this year, there weren't a lot of picks. It was a pretty small draft class, right?
Yeah, the brother of Eric Reed from Stanford, he's a guy who actually might get a chance to start. Justin Reed from Stanford, he's a safety. They were very high on him. I think there were some draft guys who had him as a first or second round pick, but that's a guy who you got in the third round that you think could maybe start. The other guy, Martavis Rankin out of Mississippi State, he actually had a broken ankle in rookie camp, so they thought maybe he could compete for a starting spot on the O-line. He's not there. And then they drafted two tight ends, which they didn't really – it looked like they needed a tight end, and they drafted a couple tight ends. Jordan Thomas and Jordan Aiken out of South Florida at Mississippi State. So they might have some guys contribute early, but it's not going to be a situation like you guys where you got a lot of the exciting rookies and you're looking for them to contribute early. They didn't have a first or second round pick, so there's not really too much going on in the rookie front.
All right. Well, Landry, appreciate it. Thanks for giving us a little insight on Houston, and thanks for coming on the show with us this morning.
All right. Thank you, guys.